Hello and welcome to this audio sermon. I'm Andrew Gill, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, and this morning we're looking at some words of Jesus and thinking about how we can be supplied by peace even when we are surrounded by trouble. And I pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged wherever in the world you're listening to this today. How do we have peace in times of trouble? Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, just hours before his death, he had a meal with his disciples to celebrate the Jewish feast of the Passover. And as they were eating, he was preparing them for all the things that were about to happen. So he told them about how he was going to be betrayed. And he told them that how in days to come, they would face opposition for being followers of him. But he encouraged them with the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit and assured them of his eternal love. And he finishes by saying, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Living in this world means having trouble, but living in Christ means having peace. Through the Holy Spirit, Christians are united to Jesus and have access to his endless peace. It's similar to the relationship that a branch has to the trunk of a tree. In the winter, the branch is exposed to the cold, the dark, and all sorts of storms. But if it stays connected to the trunk, it will be safe and be supplied with all it needs. In life, we experience disease and danger and all sorts of trials. But if our faith remains in Jesus Christ, then we will be safe and he will supply us with his peace. There are two ways that our unity with Jesus can give us peace. Firstly, we are united to him in our suffering. Even though Jesus was the Son of God, he wasn't immune to the troubles of this world. And there is no pain that we can go through that Jesus did not go through on the cross. So today, if you are distressed about what lies ahead, know that Jesus prays in the garden and he tells his disciple that his soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. Or if you feel isolated and alone, know that Jesus was abandoned by all his friends at his arrest. If you feel like you are being treated unfairly, know that Jesus was wrongly condemned to death by an unjust trial. If you are in pain, know that Jesus was insulted and beaten and tortured. Or if you feel like your life is being held back by all these restrictions, know that Jesus' hands and feet were nailed to the cross. If you feel like this crisis has taken too much from you, know that on the cross Jesus sacrificed his very life. Jesus shares in our suffering, but the purpose of his suffering was not just to sympathize with us. The purpose of his suffering was to save us. You see, the root of all our suffering is sin. Our world has turned its back on God and rejected his ways. We've neglected to care for this world and for its people. And we've forgotten to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we worship money and comfort and possessions rather than the Creator. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, and each one has turned to his own way. And though Jesus shared in our suffering, he does not share in our sin. His suffering was to forgive our sins. The righteous died for the unrighteous to bring us to God. The prophet Isaiah explains it like this: "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. The cross was not defeat. The cross was victory. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has overcome the world. And if he is united to us in our suffering, then we are united to him in his victory. That's why he tells his disciples to take heart and to be brave, because he has overcome the world and conquered sin. Think again to that mighty tree and its branches. During the storm, the branches bend and hurt. They are blown back and forth, but they do not fall because they are secured to the trunk that cannot be moved. We are in a great storm at the moment, and these are really difficult and troubling days. But if we put our faith in Jesus Christ, then we will not be defeated by them, because we are united to a victorious Savior, a mighty God who has overcome the world.
As the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we have troubles all around us, but we are not defeated. We do not know what to do, but we do not give up on the hope of living. We are persecuted, but God does not leave us. We hurt sometimes, but we are not destroyed. So today, if you're disappointed or heartbroken, or you're feeling frustrated or frightened, then put your faith and your belief in these words of Jesus. When he says to you, "In me, you may have peace." Take heart. I have overcome the world. Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.